God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Tolu Alogo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
You can download a little and then later. So, it is the initial understanding, the understanding from thou art a priest that brings us into today's theme. And our reading for the day is from Genesis chapter 37. It's a long reading, but you will permit me to read from verse 1 to 9. Just 9 verses, but it's a long reading, I know. Holy Spirit, we ask that you illuminate our hearts. Oh, breathe upon our hearts. So breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou dost do. So breathe on me, bread of God, breathe on me. Fill me with power that comes from above, until this earthly part of me burns with thy fire divine. We'll learn a song, because I may not be able to finish this sermon. I'm going to come back on Tuesday. It says, come live in me, if you're writing. So you can help me type it up. Come live in me. All my life, take over. Come live in me. All my life, take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me, all my life take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle's wings. So that's the chorus of the song. But why do I want us to sing that song? You see, when we stand in our priesthood order, the order of Melchizedek, there is a demand that will be on the believer. It is that the totality of your life serves Jesus. The reason why somebody can be doing business on one side and be deceitful, but when they come into the kingdom side, they can be praying and fasting, is that we have not consecrated the totality of our being. That is why many Christian businesses fail. When they get to shop in the morning, the first thing they do is they pray. On Thursday, they used to fast. Like if I'm in Comta Village or some markets, they used to do devotion. And it's long on Thursday morning. It does not mean that they will not dupe you, because the God that they are praying to is only a God who knows how to prosper, but he forgoes iniquity. You can use unjust scale. In Comta Village, many people don't know that it's not trade wisdom to say, I can't sell this thing for you 10,000. I bought it 100,000 when they bought it for 31,000. They believe it's being skillful. If you bring earthly wisdom into what you are doing will die before your eyes. Nothing lives long if it is measured into the earth. What operates here is death. Are you with me? Come live in me. All my life take over. Come breathe in me, and I will arise on eagle's wings. Because God wants us to arise. That's what this subject is about. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life. Take over. And I will rise on eagles. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagles. Come live in me all my life. Take over, come breathe in me. I will rise on eagle's wings. Good, come live in me all my life. Take over. Come live in me. Eagle's wings. Church, can you sing? Come live in me.
Come live in me.
All my life.
All my life.
Take over. Come breathe in me.
Come breathe in me.
And I will rise. We're just going one more time. On eagle's wings. Yes, come live in me.
Come live in me.
Oh, my blood.
Oh, my blood.
Take over.
Take over.
Oh, breathe in me. I will rise on the wings. And I will rise, and I will rise
on the
wings. And I will rise, and I will rise. Our cry, oh Lord, that all our lives you will take over by living in us, that you will breathe in us, cause us to come into your inspiration, and let your inspiration propel us to rise upon the wings of the eagles, to ascend without flapping. Help us, Father. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. It's an old song, darling Zach. That's just the chorus. It has a verse. Here am I waiting.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. And may I know Jesus more and more.
Then he goes to
come live in me.
Okay. I think that was the year 2000. Is there anybody who was not born year 2000? Wave your hand with me. Don't be afraid. Just wave your hand. Age is not an advantage. We have not found Jesus. An age is not an advantage if you have found Jesus but you have not found the path of consistency. Age is not an advantage. Because like we have been told, inconsistency lies the power. Means the potency of anything is in your ability to continue doing it. Amen. Genesis 37 from verse 1 to 9. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock of his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Maybe they were stealing sheep. They slaughtered it. They say, herdsmen came and packed it. There were atrocities going on, and he employed himself. He was not a part of their iniquity. Joseph. Somebody say Joseph. So let's continue. I read from verse 1, I perceive by the Holy Spirit, because my emphasis here is from verse 3. I read from verse 1 to show us that there's a way to show God that you are responsible. There are many things that we have built into favor that actually have basic requirements that the Holy Spirit can help you to fulfill. He was not called a helper if everything is free. Are you with me? It means there are some things that we need to do. And it is in doing those things that we will see revealed to us our inadequacy. That's where his helper reality finds expression. Amen. Verse 3. So you can become more serious now. Good. Now, whose generation were they talking to us about? Jacob. Can you see a change of name? Now Israel. Because the emphasis now has to do with the sustenance of the blessing that comes from Abraham. The name of Jacob as regards to the possession of the blessing is Israel. That's from Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. Stay here. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. Not because he came bearing evil report. Because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. You can underline coat of many colors or write it down, because we need to do a lot of labor around that coat. Remember, our subject is clothed in when God clothes in the secular. From my last topic, you'll have found out that the average believer only understands or perceives that God only clothes in what? In the spiritual. So that anybody who is serious with God, what do they call him in the hostel? Pastor, bishop, apostle. We have been taught that God is only concerned with, he only wears priestly, ecclesiastical garments on people. The way you are following God, you are an archbishop. He was clothed because he was the son of his old age. It means that what he wore was a garment of love. It came out of love. Are you with me? So, Let's keep reading now, and then we'll come back and start tracking. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamt a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance. They bowed to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shall thou reign indeed over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? Where's my wife? Be praying for me. The way I explain to you is the way I must be able to explain. Have you understood when I explained? Okay, sit down. Everybody be praying. This is how she responds. She did. It means I understood. Okay. And they hated him yet more for his dreams and for his words. Next. Okay, well, at 9. Good. You know, he had 2 dreams. But we don't have the whole night to be able to explore the 2 dreams. Maybe, if God gives us room. So let's go back to verse 3. I just want us to walk through it, and then we go to pray. On Tuesday, I'll trust God. Whatever is left out, we can have good time. I'll not do, well, I'm not promising. He always gives me a charge before the word of the day, but I'll try on Tuesday, just today. Now, Israel loved Joseph more. You understand that Jacob had an intention to, he had no intention to be a polygamist. How many of you know that? But he was cheated into polygamy, and then he began to find greater expression in polygamy. He wanted to marry Rachel, am I right? And then he was swindled into marrying Leah. And so when he woke up the following morning after the wedding, is this cross-eyed woman you gave me? I will give me the other one. So he married both of them, day one, day two. He slaved 7 years, married one, and then he now said, give me the second one too, and I'll now serve you for another 7 years. So the wife was delivered higher purchase. Are you with me? The wife was already with him, but was now slaving 7 years to pay bride price. If you check scriptures, Laban, right, did not give him a price for Rachel. He was just being frivolous. He will have stood his ground that I know I married this one, but you will give me this one too. But the love was so overwhelming that he decided, I will be your slave again. She is just 7 years. I'll do it again. Now, the Bible makes us understand, probably because he loved Rachel first, or much more because he was swindled, and the pain of his extended servitude got to him. He didn't like Leah at all. And so, because Leah was not loved, what God did was to seal the womb of this other one. So the unloved woman became productive, the loved woman became barren. God. So much so that Leah was not only productive, Leah's servants started sleeping with, because he wanted many sons. And the servants too, so you see Zilpah and Bilhah, they also gave her. After a while, Rachel decided to try that thing too. And it worked for her, but she could not. It was in her old age that God answered her, and Joseph was born. Technically, Joseph was the firstborn, and eventually was the firstborn because he had a double portion in Genesis 37. His sons were blessed. His sons, who were grandchildren to Jacob, were blessed like sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. So it means from Joseph, there were 2 portions they had, and the double portion is what makes you the firstborn. Amen. All right. So the Bible said, because he loved him, being the son of his old age, he made him a garment. My first announcement is that one of the things that God does when he loves a man is that he clothes that man. He clothes that man. Our labor is to find out the nature of the garments with which God clothes. I don't think I should spend time explaining to us that one of the outworkings of the Father's love, and I speak of God as a Father, which is supposed to be mirrored by earthly fathers, is that fathers give. Am I right? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us that we might be called. What he did was to give them a name, the sons of God. Are you with me? So he gave him a coat of many colors. Any other translation that does not use coat of many colors, anybody? A beautiful robe. Now, why I want any other one? Embroidered. What translation is that? Who has a Passion translation? Those Passion too will go far away. What's your translation, Sunshine? NLT. A coat, a robe of many colors. Okay. So, but you have a picture, because every time you see that robe, what you see is a robe of vertical colors. Abby, what they said, it was embroidered. Sunshine says it was a beautiful robe. Long and short, what it was gifted was a robe. It was beautiful, it was colorful. The Bible did not say a robe of stripes. Abby? Angela, stand up. Is this cloth a cloth of many colors or not? Is it striped? May God give you understanding. Sit down. I'm not sure of your translations that use the word striped, but it was a robe of many colors. That's what the Father gave him. I want to be sure that this boy is not missing anything, because I began this preparation on Tuesday when I traveled. So it all begins with the love of the Father. And the love of the Father, as captured here, is a structure of divine performance. God has many structures. Grace, his power. What he uses his structures to do is to perform the things that he wants to do. Like you use your body parts. You use, if you want to bath, how do you pour water on yourself? Your hand. Have you? No. What do you use to carry the water? If you're drawing from a bucket, what do you do? What do you use? Is it your ear you use to hold the small the small container? Your hand. God is not like you. When we say, when God says my hands are not too short, he's not saying I have hands. It is to gift to a spirit anthropological characteristics. That's the characteristics of a man. Spirits don't need leg to walk. Forget Nollywood. Forget. Yes. Because if a ghost comes, ghost inside Nollywood, except for some air films, the ghost, if he wants to enter the gate will open. Abi, you hear? And then the gate man will be wondering who opened the gate. Ghosts are they buried with white that returned with jeans. Some people wear high heel from the realm of the spirit, and they have their nails done with braided hair. Some people have watched those films so much that those films have educated them on the shape of the spirit realm. You'll be surprised. God has structures of performance, hardware or hardwares that make him, that play host to the programs that he runs. And one of them is called the love of the Father. So the love of the Father is a structure of performance by which those that the Father loves are brought into fellowship with the purposes of God. That key is important. That God does not give Love, no, love givings in God are not an end, they are a means. If God loves you and gives you wisdom, that wisdom is not an end. It's so that you can fellowship with Him. That's the second level of fellowship, which is what? Partnership. So that you can partner in His purposes. It was on the same premise that Israel gave Joseph a garment. He loved him and then gave him a coat of many colors. In case tonight you realize that there's a coat you are wearing, I want you to understand that that coat is not an end. And that coat is a means. It's actually a gift of partnering with, of partnership with God. I know Emmanuel is revelatory. I know. I've seen you, you know, pieces, verses of scripture before. And I believe that God is better in the next generation. So based on my rating, you are better than me. Amen. You don't believe it. You don't want to be better than this thing that I'm doing. Ha! Okay, man does not want to be a pastor. Okay. You don't need to be a pastor. Okay. Me and Daniel, we used to have this talk. No, you know, me and Daniel, we used to hang out very well. You know. Yes. And he... Daniel is a wise man. He has to be wise. Because the Daniel in the scripture was not dull. There's the way we spend our journeys. He has a bank of questions. Say, sir, but this thing... And on those journeys, I'm very explicit. I give him examples. So that's we enjoy. When Pelumi traveled with me, it was the same thing. When Jerry was with me, he was afraid. So he wanted to sleep inside the wall instead of on the bed. So he didn't. But I know Jerry is quite inquisitive. Is Jerry in the house? Jerry asks questions too. Quite inquisitive. Yes. Don't worry, we'll hang out again. It's good. I love those journeys. So me and Daniel, we talk a lot. He will ask questions. Many times he will critique the meeting. How did you, how did you do this thing? How did you said this thing? How did you? So he is like my disciple. When I talk publicly, he now comes to hear the other things. You know. I'm saying that if Daniel begins to look at me, I don't know if that's how he sees me, and says, Reverend is a little bit revelatory. Abina. Oh yeah, follow this play now. We're acting. Abby? Something like that. Somehow. It's not really like that, but somehow. I mustn't raise my shoulders and say, about pass you. I must understand that I was gifted revelatory powers to be able to partner with a divine purpose. A purpose that is beyond me. I used to use Juwan very well. I'm looking for somebody else. Okay. Madam Bless. Is that what they call you at work? Madam Blessing Souls. Or is it Seals? Which one is it? Eh? It's Seals. No, who speaks English here? Is it So or Seal? Eh? Eh? It shows. But the spelling is seal. Okay. Well, some people say it's so, some people say it's seal. But you know what I'm saying. Okay. To be on the safer side, you make garments. Abi, you are a garment maker. It's a more touche nomenclature than tailor. Am I right? It's even better than fashion design. Because in the beginning, God's first protocol on man was what? Let us. And that brings you into the economy of God. So you are a garment maker. Amen. Alright. So, I don't know how to make garments. I can draw. In case you employ me, I can draw. I used to draw clothes. Just my creative mind. But you are a garment maker. Your garment making, beyond what you learned, do you perceive that you are gifted in what you do? Good. Every time you perceive that you are gifted in what you do is because a garment has been worn on you. That garment is so that you can partner with something that God is doing. Not just between you, something that is strong enough to impact upon others. So you are clothed to partner with God for your people. Are you with me? We're still building around that garment. So there were one of the inheritances of the Abrahamic order is a prophetic nature. It comes with the blessing. Because the blessing in New Testament dimensions, or one of the cardinal blessings in the New Testament dimension, is the gift of the Spirit. Are you with me? So, and the Spirit is a prophetic spirit. So Abraham believed God was accounted unto him for righteousness. A relationship was opened within him and the prophetic spirit. So God called him a prophet even though he didn't prophesy. And the one who stole his wife was liable to die because it was the wife of a prophet he collected. Are you getting my story? Isaac too was prophetic. So also was Jacob. And you see Jacob express his prophetic powers in Genesis chapter 49 when he began to give direction and give substance to the future of his children. Not just as men, not just as tribes, but as territories. Amen. Good. Having said that, Jacob in his prophetic capacity chooses one out of all of his sons and gifts that one a coat of many colors. It was a prophetic giving, just as it was a love giving. Why am I sounding this loud? It's because the competencies that we were given, the gifts that we were given, the capacities that we were clothed with, are not only expressions of the love of God, they are also prophetic garments. They are to give us a picture of what future we have in God's agenda. You may be sewing now. You are making garments now. Just let's stay with that way. A day will come when kingdoms will properly clash. The clash has started. Will properly clash in the clothing sphere. Your clothing now will be a gift, will first a gift to you. Your clothing in the day that there's a culture war, and I mean between Babylon and Zion on clothing, what you wear now in this that God put on you will be a gift to God, able to win that war. So that by competence you will produce fine garments that we keep people wearing Zion instead of wearing Babylon. You know, if it's only Babylon that is sewing, after a while, Zion people cannot go naked. They cannot buy a trouser material and then tie it and they come to church. I think they do like that in Ghana, right? But they can't keep doing it. So God has gifted you a garment. And that garment is your gift now, but that garment is supposed to gift him something in the future, if you know how to manage it. I'm trying to tell you the things that made him give this gift. Every man should know their children. One of the traits of accurate fatherhood is the prophetic. Train up a child in the, some people say in the way of the Lord. That's not what the Bible says. Is the way the child should go. It means there is a manual for every child, and it is the writings of the ordination of that child. No two children are the same. So you be looking into the book, and this one is supposed to know music. You expose him to a keyboard early. You expose him to some kind of training, because that's the way he should go. This one, he will be a footballer. You buy boot, you'll be taking him to the field, you'll be making him watch good players, not bad ones, Selah, so that he can love it. This one will be a preacher. My son would definitely not be a pulpit preacher. I know that's not what God called him to do. One of those days during the week, I think my wife's ringtone was playing a sermon, my son said, Papa, he knows Apostle Rome's voice. So me, I thought it was only voice. So I was watching a video, When he climbed on my laps and looked at the video, he said, Papa. Say, you man know Papa already. So exposure. Jacob knew where his son was going to feature, and what he did was to gift him a garment. What were the peculiar things about this garment? Because verse 4, when his brother saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, how did the father prove his love? The garment. So they could not read his mind. Just like people around you can most likely not read what God's thoughts are about you. What betrays the thoughts of God are the things that he clothes you with, that he didn't clothe them with. So his uniqueness of clothing is what produced his enmity. When his brethren saw, not when they knew, it was the garment that betrayed his father's heart. That their father loved him more than all his brethren. They hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. So a fight started. Don't cry. One of the reasons why life is hard, why people are hard, why people may isolate you, is because you are wearing something. And if you, in the day that hatred comes, in the day that animosity comes, in the day that strife comes, if you seek to please men, you will lose your garment. That garment was Joseph's future. If his father gave him nothing, that garment was going to earn him a future. So let's look at the garment. What's the next verse? So he dreamt. Okay, so leave me around the garment as we journey. So the father's love in operation expresses in many ways, but there are two ways. One, the father's love positions in good places and challenging places. That gift was a gift of love, but what did he produce? Hatred. It means when God gives his love gifts, they position you in good places, but they also position you in challenging places. Every father must know how to both advance their children and set up their children. There are things you don't know you can do. For example, I have a meeting. I'm just saying, I have a meeting. Lagos man, you're welcome. Maybe I see that, Sunshine, you have a teaching ministry. I'm just saying. You know, Sunshine used to teach in Sisters Unit too. You have a teaching ministry. And I say, Sunshine, can you come and take this teaching? She say, I know what you say. Say, Daddy. That's what she'll say. So I can call the people and say, call her. Tell her that I have told you that she's the one that is coming for the meeting. Send her transport fare. Tell her you'll be waiting for her at the park. At that point, Sunshine will likely give up. If you go for that meeting, and I'm saying so much with what I'm saying, if you go for that meeting, because you obeyed to go, if you stay at your best level of preparation, you will fly. Because one who sent you, his grace is go with you. Are you with me? But when you come back, when I want to send you for another meeting, it won't be arrogance. You say, Daddy, God will help me, sha. You have gone from, I'm not going, to God will help me. You didn't know it. There was a possibility of being helped if you were not set up. That's the role of a father. They expose their children to hardness because they know it is in you to get it done. So when I see people who I'm giving oversight over and say, go and study that verse of scripture, and they come back after a few hours and say, I don't understand. It means they don't know what a father does. If a father gives you a hard nut to crack, he doesn't want to bruise your hands. And it's not after what is inside the nut. He wants you to learn process. You will gain more trying to master how to hold a nut in your hand and crack it with a hammer without hitting your finger. Because when you hit yourself, I used to look at something like that on WhatsApp. The guy was trying to nail something to the wall, hit his finger. So instead of doing like this, the other guy just gave him a guitar and then he started walking. They said how to use your pain. So the guy started moving his hand very hard. Now this thing, I'm trying to just soften the atmosphere, because some of you should be getting a lot from what I'm saying. That when God wants to bring out what he has invested in you, when he comes calling for his ROI, what he does is that he positions by love, he gives you a difficult place. If you run away, you will have called him a liar. We stay in difficult places. We crack until he breaks. And if he doesn't bolt, we die trying. Many things I have been able to do in ministry because my spiritual father, the Apostle Aaron, he has mastered this principle. The average person needs to go for a conference, maybe at JCCF level, needs a few days to prepare. And I've told you the story of my first JCCF conference. Good morning. No, Tolu. That's all he says. Tolu, comma, JCCF Futa, 5 p.m. today. It was a WhatsApp message. It was not a call. What if I didn't check WhatsApp? The following day, I had a meeting in the lorry with a few of my friends. Like 2 days. I packed my bag and moved. Timon sent me an invite. Somebody sent an invite to him through me. I think it was for a meeting, maybe in Kwasu or so. Prayer conference. The minute I saw it, what did I say to you? I said, go and do that meeting. No, there's no... Go and find your way. If you cannot preach there, be snapping them picture. Yes! No. Now, when he finished, he gave me a feedback. I didn't think he was going to do badly. No! Tim, how many years have we been together? Since 2011. That's 11 years. So it's my job. You know, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, it says, as long as the heir is a child, even though he's a master of all, what do they do to him? He's put under schoolmasters until the time determined by who? The father. So a father should know the day of his son's showing. So a son begins to act strange if he jumps out when his father is saying, has not said his time. The love of the father is a positioner. It positions in good places and in challenging places. Leaves you there as though you will die. But he knows that when the pressure becomes strong, you will glow like Stephen. Amen. Alright. What's the second thing? There are two things that I wrote down here. The second thing is that the love of the Father clothes. It clothes in righteousness also. It also clothes in sacred and secular garments. And that's where we're going. The third thing is that the love of the Father enables. So, Jacob or Israel gave Joseph a garment that created uniqueness. And the Bible called that garment, give me verse 3. It was a robe. A coat of many colors. Now, I'm trying to look at what a robe looks like. It was a long flowing gown, like an overcoat. Ladies wear something like that. It has hands, but it drags to the ground. It's a long sleeve coat. That's what a tunic is. Most times the collars are a little bit high, and then it goes down to the ground. That's what he gave him, and it had many colors. So it was a long sleeved garment that reached to the ground. I'm trying to characterize the coat, and I'm not going to spiritualize that part of it, but it was a long coat. It was a coat that had the ability to mask him entirely. So it was an identity that was given. It was a masking thing. So that if you climb your stairs there, blessing, all they see about you is a garment maker. Am I right? That's all. Because it was a robe that covered the entirety of his being. First. Two, it was shaped, because that robe was not worn by long robes in ancient times are not worn by peasants. This is where Jacob became prophetic. Long robes are worn by people of great responsibility and people who have a calling to lead. So the garment made his brothers hate him because they saw a leader as their youngest brother. They saw one who was going to have great responsibility. Even though it had not been spoken, he was already clothed in it. Three, which is where I find very important. In ancient times, Jews or Hebrews don't wear long tunics. Only Egyptians wear them. So it was a prophecy that you will be swallowed in this identity. It was a prophecy that you will have great responsibility and you will be called to lead. It was a prophecy of where he will lead. He dressed him like an Egyptian among his brothers. Next verse. Is that when God clothes you, he masks you. No matter how high your tongues are, no matter how deep your spiritual revelation is, he masks you in a secular identity. He covers the totality of your being, that only pressure will bring out what is inside. Are you with me? The second thing he does is that garment that he puts on you is a note, is a communication that you have been called unto great responsibility and that you have been called to lead. A day will come when you will be summoned to lead. So everyone is a leader in making. Never you think that God creates people without responsibility. He saves because you matter. A day will come when you will be needed to give direction in a particular sphere. That's why I said the other time, get skill. There's a limit to which a man can rise if he's not skilled. There are certifications you need to have. And for the ones you don't have the certifications, please master the skill. So that if you say, I don't have it, but I can do the job, you do it. Three, the garment is your prophecy as to where you will feature in the agenda of God. Egypt was going to be his base. He was dressed as an Egyptian, even among his people. Next verse said, when his brothers saw, it was as though they understood, your father is not even dressing you like us. He's dressing you as a leader. He's giving you an identity. So if he goes out with his elder brothers, there's a way they greet Joseph that they don't greet his brothers. And it's not because of what he has started doing. So don't be engrossed in what you are doing first. Be engrossed. Find out what you have been clothed to be. So they hated him. In verse 5, what happens to the man? Because the robe is prophetic. The robe is also inductive. It means it can instigate activity. What happened in verse 6 or 5? And he and Joseph dreamt. No, read with me. And Joseph, have I lost you? What I'm saying is that I've given you four prophetic shapes, or three, of the robe. One is that the robe is a new identity because it masks the whole of his entirety. It's from neck down to the ground. Two, the robe communicates great responsibility and leadership. Three, the robe was Egyptian, a prophecy to place of expression in the agenda of God. So that's the prophetic dimension of the robe. The robe is also inductive. It has the ability to start up certain realities or certain activities. And the activity is captured in verse 5. Can we read together? Can we read together, everybody? Joseph dreamt a dream when God clothes the clothed become dreamers. Blessing. I expect that you should be so into your work that you have dreams of clothing people. God in your dreams will begin to visit with problems. I was teaching my wife this afternoon something about dreams that I might need to quickly say here. Pastor Diola, every time people have dreams, they literally take what they see in the dreams and they want to run with it. But that's not how dreams are designed. Let me show you something from the book of Job. I hope I have my references. Do you have it, my wife? Because I gave you those verses of scripture. Job chapter 33. Let's read from verse 12. I want to show you what dreams look like, so that you can manage them very well. Behold, in this thou art not just. This is the young man, Elihu, speaking. I will answer thee that God is greater than man. That's the beginning of his discourse. Let's continue. We're going to 17. Why dost thou strive against him? That's against God. For he giveth not account of any of his matters. It means God doesn't go to report to anybody. Next verse. For God speaketh, pay attention from 14. For God speaketh how many times? And yea, twice. Yet man perceived it not. The Bible didn't say, leave it there. The Bible didn't say man heard it not. The word perception was used because perception is supposed to marry together all the possibilities of your senses. It means that God has shown once, yea, twice, but man cannot understand. That's perception. Let's go to the next verse. How does he speak once, yea, twice? In a dream. Next verse. Let's read. I want us to read. Please, everybody, be here with me. I don't want you to miss what I'm doing. Many of you have been clothed. Many of you have been having dreams, but you are still not featuring because you don't know how to handle them. God has spoken once, yet twice, but man perceived not. Verse 15, all of us together. Good. So this is everybody's experience. We had dreams, we had visions of the night. When deep sleep falls upon us, in slumberings upon the bed. Verse 16, together. Now, it means that in the dream, in visions, in dreams, when deep sleep has fallen and then we have entered into slumber, what he does is that he opens the ears of men. And what does he do to them? He sees their instructions. It means in your dreams, he keeps your instructions. But the Bible did not say he reveals their instructions. What does he do? He seals it. When people have dreams in Africa, what do they call their dreams? I had a revelation. No. That's against scriptures. So I had one revelation when I slept. No. What you had was a mystery. It's sealed. Is sealed. Your dreams are problems. Are you with me? You can still have dreams that are solutions, but you have to instigate an inquiry. Lord, show me. Lord, show me. This thing that I can't. So an inquiry is what alters the nature of your dream. If not, your dreams are sealed instructions. You can't understand. You will need a ministry of an interpreter. It can be you. It can be another person. Some of you have been looking for purpose for 10 years. You have all the dreams that will give you purpose already. So God is saying, I've spoken to you. AWCN is sitting on a 6-hour dream. Slept at 11, woke up at 5 a.m. Is that 6 hours? Yes, at 5 a.m. 6 hours. That's what we're sitting on. It was a dream that was coded. But mercy came. Prayer sustained. And it is a dream that has taken me. That took me maybe about 3-4 years. About 4 years to demystify. The dream that one day this thing will be like a network. And as a network, my assignment will be to keep many other ministries in the faith. That's in the original template. Came as a trance that I had. I was on my bed on the 7th of November 2004. It remained sealed until the 11th of June, on the 6th or the 11th now. I know it's captured. I think it was the 6th of June. 6th of June 2011. From 2004. It was sealed until I was walking between that road between the seminary and Bowen. And the Lord said, lift up your eyes. And I saw the things I saw in the trance. I was the only one seeing it. And he said, these things that you see falling down from heaven, they are ministries that are falling out of the faith. Your assignment is to keep them in faith. Keep them there by the word of, by the love of God and the teaching of scriptures. So that's why we do the things that we do. In 2007, he came with utterance and making you a custodian of the church. One who keeps the sanctity and preserves existence. So when you see us say, the church can't be like this, the church can't be like this, we are not critical. It was received. It's an office. But it was sealed. It was sealed. 10th of October 2012, I was traveling from Lagos. And then in the car, he said to me, he said, guard your heart. Because a time will come when many will seek the truth, but they will not be able to navigate through the muddied waters of doctrine. Your assignment will be to go beyond the muddied waters and bring truth to them. He said, but be careful, lest you also bring greater corruption to them. So when we enter 2013, 2014, the hyper grace, the spiritist movement, the Christ consciousness movement, we saw them. And before those things came, I also saw another ocean wave coming. Lord, what does this mean? He said to me, this is the wave of doctrine that is coming. It will sweep many away. What should I begin to do? Begin to prepare my people for it. So the sermons became unveiling the spirit of error that time. I did that sermon too. The doctrine of the Nicolaitans, the doctrine of Balaam, you know, began to break into teaching all those doctrines so that when the thing arrives, Aban Conle. Thank you, Father. So he began to dream, and in his dreaming, what God did was to seal his instruction. In dreams, in visions of the night, give me verse 15 again. When deep sleep falleth upon men in slumberings upon the bed, next verse, then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instructions. Verse 17. Why does he do that? It is that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. It means a man becomes needy. Are you with me? You will not say because you saw it, you know it. You will not have any reason to boast. He puts a wall between you and your purpose. You have received the purpose, but you can't enter it because you don't know it. That's the God that Elihu revealed. So when you wake up in the morning, if you did not pray into that experience, don't be quick to say, the revelation. You received a mystery that needs an unlocking. When God clothes, his people begin to receive such mysteries. So Joseph had the first one. Everybody bowing down before him. You find out that Joseph did not interpret that mystery. His brothers were also not skilled to interpret it. They used what you call a natural approach. And be careful of those who approach your dreams out of the natural. For them, they were right. Why? Because they already understood the prophecy of the garment. There are many people that you pour your heart out to and say, sir, you know, I saw this thing. What if you see yourself wearing a black shoe? It means that you should not go for that job interview. You have mastered mystery so much that you think that if it had a common meaning, will it still be a mystery? That every time you see a sister with you and rain is falling and she borrowed your umbrella. That's how people used to marry when we were small. So I was fetching water. All of the dreams were village dreams. Nobody saw themselves fetching water from a tap. So I was drawing water from a well. She now came and said, let me help you to draw it. You now say, okay, help that is meat. I'm not saying it was, but people have given those things common meanings. Every God-given dream is delivered with the element of mystery. It's a sealed instruction. And so you cannot make common. I know there are book of dreams, so every time you see a snail, me and JD were sharing some things like that time. If you see a snail, it means that the spirit of delay. No. The snail was gifted a natural endowment to advertise the nature of God. That God can be patient with people. Says chameleon, no. You are rich today. You'll be poor tomorrow. No. The chameleon is one of the revelations of the I am. I can blend into any sphere. Remember I said a few days ago that every creature is given a primary assignment of advertising God. So you must know what they were called to advertise, or seeing them in your dream, you will interpret it with something. If you see snake in your dream, what do you think is coming? An enemy has appeared. God may be calling you to wisdom. Be wise as a serpent. Because it was the subtlety of a serpent, the wisdom of the serpent that Satan used in Genesis 3. His intelligence. God may say, wise up, wise up, wise up. Don't take that thing. But it's a serpent. My enemies are struck. I know two dreams that are alike. He delivered a sealed instructions. So he began to dream. And the Bible says his brothers began to interpret his dream to say, it means that one day would bow down before him. And they hated him the more. They would not have hated him too much if they understood the matrix of his dream. I mean the location of his dream. If they understood that he was going to be a leader, but at the end of the prophetic labors of his garment was that he was going to be a leader in a place that they will be needy. Are you with me? If they understood that they were not going to bow before him in their house, and that in the day they will bow before him, they will bow before him like a savior. What he called himself was a great deliverer and said, you meant it for evil. God turned it for good, and he sent me ahead of you as a great deliverance for you. You will have died of hunger. I came as a redeemer for the whole of creation. Everybody came to buy food at Egypt. If they knew that was going to be his purpose, would they have fought him? It means that those who hate you who hate you, one of the reasons why they hate you is that they can't see far. They think that your call to unique existence. These are the, maybe I should share some of the secrets why I'm not really moved about the hatred of. I'm not too loved.
My wife knows.
I know we have plenty of people who love us, but those who don't like us are plenty. Pastor Diola,
Abby, at least you were there yesterday.
That even though we have pressed eject, we still have a stigma. Everybody that looks like us is still said to be us. Now, we're not in certain places, but people are still warned not to associate with us. Not because we did evil, but because of the things we express in God. Selah. The reason is because people can't see far. If you see somebody's pocket that is big, and the person is walking like that, and you know, some people can calculate the dimension of what is in your pocket. That thing is a bundle of, say, 1,000. I don't know if 1,000 is bigger than 500, but they can calculate it. Say it's 100,000 that is there. If they know that they are about to get stranded, and that you have been given a heart that can take out of that money to help them, would they beef you? Or if they are beefing you like that, and all of you go to eat, where he will not want to join the line now, he want to jump because he has money. If they start eating their food and they come to them and they say, oh yeah, pay, and they find out that in the last boss, their boss did not come down with them, and that it is out of this your bundle that will help them, would they not have been nice to you? So sometimes you need to forgive your haters. They can't see far. You can't blame a blind man for scattering things. If you knew that was about you that I'm laboring, you will calm down. Remember, I said the garment is a prophecy about a divine, it's a call to partnering with God for the good of the people. Many times it's the people. So, because of time, I will want to round up for tonight. When I come tomorrow, I will teach on Tuesday, I'll teach on the transition. Because if you look critically at the man Joseph, his expressions as a dreamer, one to whom God was dropping mysteries that had to do with his future sphere of existence, those dreams ended immediately he lost the robe. Check scriptures. Immediately the robe was taken off. It means you cannot wear your robe forever. If not, you will only be a communicator of problems, mysteries, and no solutions. Blessing. I mean that your garment maker robe, if you want to win that battle on behalf of God, you will step out of your human identity and you'll wear something else in the spirit. So that you will switch from being a dreamer, you become an interpreter. Because immediately they took the robe from him, he started interpreting. What our nation needs is not dreamers, because Pharaoh already has too many dreams. The instructions for the nation, the blueprints for the nation, have been sealed in different sectors, in IT, in tailoring, in banking, in what other sector, in agriculture. Even our online currency traders, what is happening to the crypto market, to the forex market, is a mystery to many. But those who have been called by God into those sectors, and I want to say it, that God has clothed some people forex traders. God has clothed some people crypto traders. That's your place. You are not a pastor like me. That's your realm. And you have been having dreams. Isaac, you don't used to see crypto chart in your dream. You have not started seeing. Don't trade again. If you have not started seeing, I know guys that in the night they used to see charts, and they can wake up in the morning and say, I saw Great British Pound USD. The thing just fell. If they don't obey that thing, they will have no money by morning. Many times they have to wake up and abort their buy and start selling. And when they are selling, you are wondering why they are selling. Oh, in the dream of the night. Thank God for, what do they used to call those chats to say you learn? Where are those forex guys? Where are they? Where are they? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Ah. Raise your hand now. It's only you that came. Only you. Eh. Okay. What I'm saying to you is that you can learn all the fundamentals you want to learn. After a while, you will find out that it was not given to men to prevail by strength. You will need a spirit. Because there are news releases that scatter the market. But the spirit knows what that person is going to say. Are you with me? So the spirit can pre-inform you that what we say, we crashed Great British Pound USD. So you enter at that peak where it looks as if it's going to continue up forever. You enter a cell. And then you enter a cell. And then somebody looks at your chart and say, cut this guy, you won't lose money. Oh. In 2 minutes. It doesn't take long to be a pauper in forex. Oh. No. How many people have... I know that some people are saying they are not. It's because they have tried and want to lule. Yes. So how many people want to lule? You see, the answer are more. Ah, it's more common lati lule than to stand, especially if you don't have somebody who can encourage you like the encourager of Lagos. May God give you understanding. So what I'm saying is a spirit to find a solution to the trouble in that sphere and in every other sphere. You will need to come back. And by inquiry, enter into your spirit nature that gives you access. Now, what you will come out with is a revelation and no longer a mystery. You will come up with an unlocked instruction, not with a sealed instruction. But we'll do that on Tuesday. Tonight, what I want us to do is to acknowledge the clothings. Not as pastors, not as evangelists. If there is an area in the secular that you perceive that God has endowed you, I want you to appreciate Him. One of the protocols that heightens consciousness in the spirit is that you acknowledge. Sometimes when it scatters, my spirit knows that God is faithful. So what I begin to do is to say to myself, God is faithful. God is faithful. And like the mystery that supports the chant, as you say it more, the consciousness increases until it seals away the voice of fear. I am clothed. You are saved. Not to be a pulpit pastor. You were saved to be in the information technology world. That's the secular garment that you were worn. And in this season, as you acknowledge that garment, you may be hated, but yes, your dreams will open up. Oh, Kamamote Bahaya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for that which you have made me. For that which you have worn upon me. Thank you for my identity in the secular dimension. Maybe there's a politician that came to church tonight. You are afraid to say, God called me to politics. I've come to announce that God clothes His sons as politicians. Jesus wants to come into politics. He clothes His children as politicians. They are doctors. Yes. That's your identity. That's how he wore you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Maria Tolasca Tona Tabacadia. Badonga Cadia Shatabacanto Lemecadelose. I know you prefer being called an apostle instead of someone who has been called to chemistry. Yes, you are a solution provider in chemistry. And tonight, we acknowledge that that is your realm. In the name of Jesus. When we go around campus fellowships these days, we have found out that because this mystery is absent, everybody in the campus fellowship claims to have a share in the fivefold. The fact that you can bring forth word of knowledge does not give you the rating of an apostle, because your combination of gifts were designed to empower you in the realm that God has sent you to. That you can interpret dreams does not mean that you should start dream interpretation ministry. Oh, we have cheated ourselves because we didn't understand what Melchizedek looks like. That God wears spiritual men secular garments. Oh, help us. Help us. Help us. We are so afraid that even those in the marketplace now give themselves names. They are prophets in the marketplace now. They are apostles in the marketplace. No. If you are a businessman, God clothes men as businessmen. Job was a businessman, and he was the richest man in the East when he showed up. He was not a pastor. His plane of expression was economy. Are you with me? And even in economy, he had a vibrant altar that could bring, that could occasion the preservation of his family. Oh no! Acknowledge what you are. You have been clothed. Joseph, you have been separated from your brothers. All of you started looking like you were going to be pastors. But Joseph, you will not serve in Israel. You will serve in Egypt. And you will serve as an administrator, because that's what he has worn on you. God clothes men in the secular. That's how we can change the nation. Somebody say, no, they construct roads. The civil engineers don't have integrity. They use cheaper, what do you call it? Turn it down a little. They use cheaper materials. It's because the civil, the one who was sent to school to study civil engineering legitimately is afraid, thinks that he cannot fulfill purpose as a civil engineer. Have you seen that if you call 20 people in church and you say, what is your purpose? 18 of them see ministry. You don't know that you are the solution provider to the corruption that is happening in road construction. A house still fell down in Abuja a few days ago. People still died there. A Christian building that who fears Jesus will with integrity end the problem of falling buildings. That's why we're here. In my spiritual father's ministry, there are media people who are just media people. You can't call them to preach. Oh. And they are not going to be rewarded in heaven because they didn't do a crusade. Their job is to make sure that the TV ministry, that's Voice of One TV, is working. That's all that they came to do. They were clothed as specialists in the area of TV transmission. That's a secular garment. Because God knows that a day will come when a problem will come. He will need kingdom representation there. So when they try to crack problems around broadcasting and they cannot, what they will do is to remove their garment and enter back into their priesthood and use their priesthood to bring solutions into that realm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we'll finish on Tuesday. On Tuesday, we'll pray a lot. We'll pray a lot. Because my prayer is that on Tuesday, some of us will begin to see in deeper dimensions the things that God put on us, so that you can walk out of this building and say, truly, I have found purpose. You have found purpose long ago. It's just that you are looking for a ministry name and you are not called to ministry. All of us will teach the Bible at our levels. All of us should be able to pray at our levels, but we are not all pastors. When we begin to retrace these things, many shops that claim to be ministries will close down and go and stand in what God wants them to stand in. You should be the one we are voting for now. Yes, that chairmanship position should be you, but you are struggling to do ministry because you don't know that God creates politicians. You should have started a microfinance bank now. You should have started an investment company now. The one we put our money swallowed everybody's money because they were dishonest. You have found the kingdom. You have learned righteousness. But you think the learning of righteousness is to start a church. People are drinking pure water because in some pure water factories, they have no purification equipment. It's from borehole into bottle. I told you one that I walked in a little in Lagos some time ago. It's what they tied in front of the tap is foam. And foam is poisonous. So they say it will stop impurities. And it has NAFDAC number. When you start your own pure water factory, will you be like that? But if all of us think that the Holy Ghost is to start church, We will finish praying and we'll drink poison. Some of you, the picture you came with, the garment you are wearing is the garment of a caterer. You are trusting God for money because every time you cook to eat in the night and in the morning, your friends always come to eat your food. They have been telling you, John, you cook well. But in your heart is pastor, bishop. You didn't learn this cooking somewhere. Even if they ask you, how did you learn to cook? Say, I don't know. It's like God just gave me this thing. Oh, he gave you cooking so that you can pastor. You are not proud to say, I was clothed as, what do they call them now, sunshine? Like, I was clothed as a chef. Because a day will come when something will happen. One day another pestilence will hit us. And from your chef table, you will know how to put pepper and something together and cancel out something. It is in a time of peace that you try your garments. So if Joseph had waited till Egypt, he would have been lost in Egypt. He would have died in prison. Oh, thank God that they removed the garments. You see, I bless God for the hatred of brethren. He works. Because what their hatred does is to move you into the matrix of your prophecy and then you begin to live out your life in style. We thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Because as we listen again tonight, spiritual understanding is furnished. As we listen again, this rat race of trying to be the things that you have not called us to be will die. As we listen again, we will see your love that positions in difficulty so that your investments in us can begin to yield. We will see it and begin to live out its realities. Thank you for clothing men in the secular. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' matchless name we have prayed. So, can we have your announcements?
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.